USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House is getting ready to combat the rapidly spreading Delta variant of the coronavirus. At a press briefing Thursday, White House Coronavirus Coordinator Jeff Zients announced the creation of COVID surge teams.
Today, given what we are seeing with the spread of Delta in some communities in the country, we're intensifying our efforts to help states prevent, detect, and respond to hotspots among the unvaccinated by mobilizing COVID-19 surge response teams to be at the ready to deploy federal resources and, where needed, federal personnel.
Zients said the teams will assist local public health officials with conducting testing and contact tracing and distribute supplies like therapeutic drugs as needed. And the S&P 500 closed at a record high for the sixth straight session, rising 0.5% to close over 4,300 points for the first time. The Dow Jones added 131 points on the day, while the NASDAQ rose a little more than 0.1%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Donald Trump headed to the border on Tuesday for a tour with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border. More dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Bill Cosby was released from prison on Tuesday. Lance Pry explains why.
Bill Cosby was released from state prison in Pennsylvania on Wednesday after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out a sexual assault conviction. Not because of his innocence. Prosecutors broke a verbal deal not to charge him if he testified in a civil case where he incriminated himself. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The announcement drew criticism from the women who have accused Cosby of assaulting them. Victoria Valentino accused Cosby of drugging and raping her in 1969, and she explained to CNN what she felt when she heard about Cosby's release.
Dismayed, enraged, infuriated, and stunned. We had just received a letter stating that his parole had been denied, and we received that letter preemptively in May. He wasn't due to come up for parole on his 3 to 10 year sentence until September 25th. So it was a shock when we got the letter saying that he was preemptively denied parole, but we were great, you know. I mean, we were like, yeah. And then this came out of left field. I mean, who would have expected this?
And jobless claims fell again last week to the lowest level since the pandemic began. The Labor Department reporting that 364,000 claims were filed last week, dropping by more than 50,000 from the week before. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.